Unit 3. Recording 6.
Canada has one of the highest standards of living in the world. And, you know, long life expectancy. And it's one of the world's wealthiest nations. So it's really quite a nice place to live. And on the downside, I suppose there's, in a lot of areas, you have to deal with bad winter weather. So not in all places, but in a lot of places, we get a lot of snow and really cold temperatures in the winter. And that can be quite difficult to deal with, although you do get used to it. I would describe Canada as geographically massive. I think it's kind of difficult to explain how big the country is. It's the second largest country in the world, apart from Russia, or next to Russia. And yeah, so it's just really, really, really big and very, very diverse. Every province is different. And, you know, to visit Canada, you really have to go far and go for a long time to really appreciate the vastness of the country. If I was making a documentary, I'd probably focus on things like, you know, we're very, very lucky in Canada to have a huge range of fresh water, great lakes, rivers, everywhere, literally. We have three coasts, the Pacific coast, the Atlantic, and the Arctic. And we actually have the longest coastline in the world. So you get incredible diversity, everything from wildlife to bird life, and also diversity in climate. So, you know, we have temperate rainforests and we have deserts. We have Arctic prairies. We have volcanoes, mountains. You know, almost half of Canada is covered in forests. Some similarities between the United States and Canada that I can think of is that we both have a strong history and a long-standing history of Aboriginal peoples, and we share the longest border in the world.
Well, undoubtedly, one of the best things about Argentina is the values, people and their values, how they view life. And we tend to attribute quite a lot of sort of value to our family. We care a lot about our families and our gatherings. And we kind of gather on Sundays and we have a big barbecue and everybody comes and we all talk about our weeks and what we've been up to, and it's a good chance to catch up. We also care a great deal about our friends. We celebrate Friends Day, which is a big celebration, and we have a lot of fun and we give each other cards and thank each other for our friendship. So I think that's kind of the best thing about Argentina. People are very warm, very caring, and we've got a great sense of solidarity. I guess if a lot of people think that Latin America is just Latin America and that all the countries are the same, and, you know, like Brazil and Argentina are the same thing, but we're very different we've got, like, I guess if you could put it in two words, Brazilians are very upbeat and very happy, and Argentinians, we've got a sense of longing for the old world and this melancholic view of the world, and so the outlooks are very different, and hence the culture is very different. An interesting way of seeing Argentina would be, if you were to film a documentary, would be through following one person, like through a day or through a couple of days, because then you start getting a sense for all the things that go on in the country. And, like, you know, for instance, when I used to teach, it was like I used to start my day not knowing what my day would be about, because there's always a strike, there's always a picket line, there's always all these difficulties you have to overcome throughout a day. But at the same time, you can see how resourceful people are when dealing with difficulties and how relaxed and laid back they are about them, in a way. So it's an interesting way of living. It's a constant struggle, but at the same time, keeping your smile.